This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in our own region, across in Malaysia, it hasn't been great news for a while for the LGBT community. Sadly, it's continuing. Malaysian police have been given almost full license to not only arrest transgender people, but also to force them to undergo, quote, Islamic education. Human rights activists have raised immense concern about these changes. They've been brought forward by the Religious Affairs Minister, and the ruling has been announced on social media against transgender people. He elaborated, saying that the order goes beyond arrests, also allows these trans people to go to religious education so that they will, quote, return to the right path.
As defined by the religion.
Yes, and of course Sharia law is the dominant influence there, and the religious minister is very much a supporter of that. Many LGBT groups have spoken out against it. Lawyers have also said that this is unacceptable transphobic and homophobic attacks from government officials. And it really shows the level of prejudice in society in Malaysia towards trans people. It's very concerning. It's, you know, very close to us here. I wonder if Australia should be having a bit more of a say in these issues.
Yeah, we seem to have been a bit quiet lately on a lot of Southeast Asia issues that Australia used to be a bit more vocal, but doesn't seem to be happening at the moment.
I mean, it's sad. It's not entirely shocking for Malaysia. You know, I mean, it's like tourism. That I think it was the tourism minister said like a year or so ago that there weren't LGBT people in Malaysia. I mean, it is a hard place for the LGBT community, and it does just seem like another step towards making it harder for them.
There's even been a local Muslim group, the Sisters in Islam, who've come out against this, saying that calls to rehabilitate trans people are not in line with the religious teachings, and in fact they should not be discriminated against or shamed, or should be no encouragement of acts of violence. So even some discourse within the local Malaysian community. Stefan, you've been keeping an eye on Russia after our recent show there.
I have, and it's not good news, and we probably all know that Vladimir Putin was extended into power until 2036, and now there is a draft bill to change legislation and to completely ban same-sex marriage. So obviously they need to, as other countries have done really, they need to change the constitution to define the marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And this has been approved by voters in terms of the bill going being put forward. And it's only a matter of time. I think when we interviewed Ira, she was saying that there was a little loophole, and the tax office had managed to, a same-sex couple had managed to get their union recognized by the tax office. But that will possibly completely remove that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think is very political. It's you can't get... same-sex couples cannot get married now in Russia anyway, but it is really going to make it difficult to make that change down the track some stage by enshrining this in the constitution.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And of course, if Putin is successful with his changes to the length of time allowed to be there, well, there's probably not much chance of that happening while he's in power up until 2036 anyway.
But if it's, as you say, if it's in the constitution, if anything enshrined in the constitution, it's very difficult to then make the changes back to what it was before.
Shannon, you've got some good-ish news.
Yeah, a little less bleak. So Sudan has lifted the death penalty and flogging as the punishment for, you know, sodomy. So previously it had been that gay men faced 100 lashes for their first offence, 5 years in jail for their second offence, and the death penalty if they were, you know, convicted a third time. So now they still have prison, but they have all been changed to prison sentences that range from 5 years to life, which is still, you know, a terrible system. But it's a step forward. It's a step forward, and it's a step towards, you know, normal, like changing some of the community feel about it.
I wonder if this is a bit of a concession to the international community, which has been pushing for some changes for, you know, for decades, really. But, you know, it's not decriminalisation. It's not something that even the local LGBT groups have sort of been saying this hasn't gone far enough, but it's a good first step. I wonder if this is something that is saying, you know, we'll take a small step to appease the international community.
Yeah, well, the government was really discreet about dropping the death penalty. They didn't really want it noticed. Because the community feel towards it was very much against.
It's a big step for Sudan, and it came as well. What they were more vocal about was that they were banning female genital mutilation alongside in the same bill. Dropping the death penalty and also banning female genital mutilation, which is quite big for Sudan.
And we don't get much good news from that region in terms of LGBT rights, so we'll take what we can get. Just a little quick update before we go on Poland, because we've been keeping an eye on that one. Sadly, the LGBT supportive and progressive mayor of Warsaw was not successful in the presidential vote. It was very, very close. It was like 51-49%, so very, very close. In other slightly good news, so far two of the areas in Poland that had declared these so-called LGBT-free zones through their local councils have been disallowed. They've been annulled by the courts. So perhaps there's some change still to come for LGBT rights in Poland. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.